Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sixers lose last night. I don't think Kawhi was laughing at him, but yeah, he showed why he's a top player in the league. Does everything. Is everywhere.
He is, man.
He's good. He is. Just, you watch him play, and he's the... I don't like guys that need to... I don't think guys that need to shoot the ball 30 times a game to get their points. And Kawhi's the guy that he can get it with threes, shooting free throws, transition, a little bit of everything. He's great.
Yeah, he is a all-around great player.
Yep.
And you're right. When he plays, he's not – you never get the feeling that he's trying to take over the game.
Nope.
He's just playing.
Yeah, he's just that good.
And he's playing defense. He's chasing down balls. He's just playing. Look up. He got 29, 8 rebounds, 5 assists.
No, that's what it was last night. At halftime, I looked at it, and I don't even remember him. Not that it wasn't impactful, but you don't remember. He's not up in your face shooting the ball 15, 16 times and scoring all those points.
Yep.
So let's go back to the phones. We have, I'm going to let Michael finish his point here. Michael in South Philly. Hi, Mike. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, segueing into the pressure about Nick Foles, let's talk about Carson Wentz. I just don't feel like anyone talks enough about it. The mental, the psychological aspect of things. The bar is set so high for this poor guy. He's never going to be able to repeat what's been done. The first one was so magical, so sweet. The expectations are so high for the guy. He's not going to succeed here. Huh? It's obvious. He got us there. He played terrific. He was amazing. The elusiveness, everything was great. Then he gets injured. And look what happens. How does he ever rise to that occasion? Do people really think he's going to be able to get there once or twice and win it? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, we actually do.
It's unfortunate. It's not happening.
Why not? Why not, Mike?
That mental pressure, the mental pressure on this young man is, sure, you can make an argument that's why he's going to be paid the top dollars. It's just that's not the way this is going to pan out. Sometimes in life, you got to have those leads. You got to see things coming. This guy got it. He got served a bad dish here with the injury, with Nick Foles, with the magic, the way things fell through. He's never going to be able to be the guy here. You got to ship him out. You can talk about how great he is. You can talk about when he's not injured or when he's 100% that he's going to have that it again.
Well, that's when it matters.
What if he never does? What if he never does, Ike? John, never gets us there? What if he never wins the big one?
But then we will
get rid of him.
Mike.
You get rid of him now.
For who?
Can.
For who?
Trade him.
For
unload
who?
Unload him. Than any story in the history of
Oh, my God, bro. Do you just want to hear yourself talk? Let me ask you a question. I'm trying to come up with some resolutions here. If we do move on from him, you can put him back up. And I just want to know, are we sticking with Foles or what are we doing? What are we doing, Mike? Are we sticking with Nick?
What's wrong with sticking with the family man who's got the respect of the team?
No, forget about all that. Forget about all that other stuff. You're trying to build up a case. It's not important.
It's a team game. It's a city game. It's part of life in Philadelphia.
I'm tired of him already. You just want to hear yourself talk. You just want to hear yourself talk. You don't want to have a conversation.
Here's where, I mean, I don't... Mike, you might be right about...
You can give me all the what-ifs you want, and I can just turn around and give you the opposite of that what-if. So it has to play itself out.
Maybe he never has the success. Maybe he doesn't handle the pressure going forward well. Maybe it doesn't work out for him, but don't you have to let him fail before you I mean, here's what I know from Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive first year, excellent second year. And then last year, there were some ups and downs. He was coming off a serious injury.
He's been in the league 3 years, man.
He's
been in the league 3 years.
Did I see something last year to where I was like, Oh, man, all right. Like, that's
well, tell me what
that's not good, but I didn't look at him and say you have to move on from him.
I don't care about none of that. Tell me what is it that he did in 2017 that he can't repeat? What is it that he did so great that it can't be duplicated? Throw 33 touchdowns?
Yeah, I think he can.
Throw for 3,600 yards?
I wouldn't keep him unless I thought he could do it again.
I'm just trying to figure out what he did in 2017 that had never been seen before and it can't be repeated. Now, if you want to tell me Patrick Mahomes throwing 50 touchdowns and just 14 picks.
That may never happen.
That may never happen again, but 33 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. I mean, he was on pace to throw for more yards and just as many touchdowns this year.
Right. Let's go to Chavis.
With a bad back.
In Westchester. What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm fine. You know, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Yo.
Listen, you know who the whole thing of Nick Foles' thing is? It's Tom Coughlin. Because Coughlin and Eli have a big thing together. They won 2 Super Bowls. Coughlin knows Eli's on his way out. He needs a quarterback, but he wants to draft one, so he needs Eli in Florida, down there with the Jacksonville, just to hold the place down till he can get a quarterback and training. So that'll free up New York to come and get Nick.
Right, but the Giants would have to get rid of him first, right? Maybe if he was a free agent, they would want him. Huh?
Listen, that's the thing. Coughlin and the Giants are working something out now.
Working what out? What, they're going to trade?
Oh, some kind of trade.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Well, listen, Chavis, you may be right. If that happens and Eli is gone, that's different. That's different. If you're going to trade Eli to Jacksonville, that takes up one of the spots that Nick could go to.
Nick may go to the Giants.
That's what I'm saying. Tom Coughlin is the thing to all this Nick Foles going to New York.
Okay.
If Coughlin can get Eli with a trade in Jacksonville.
Here's my question. Why would he want Eli?
Because he got 2 Super Bowls with Eli.
Yeah. 10 years ago he did. Right?
Yeah, but he knows Eli's on his way out. But why would he want him? He needs a quarterback
Chavis, if he sucks, you can want a quarterback all you want. Listen, I want a quarterback that's good.
Listen, they're not that bad. Jacksonville's not that bad. Their player problem is that damn Bortles. So Eli can hang. Eli can do something. You know, he's still got a little less in the tank.
How about this? I'd rather have Blake Bortles than Eli.
Oh, stop it.
I would. At least Blake Bortles is going to run around a little bit. Eli is done.
Oh, stop it.
Eli is done. He's toast. He's done. He can't play. The only reason he's coming back to the Giants is because they're like...
It's because he's won 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
Yeah, you've been saying he's done, but he's not done. And just because he doesn't win, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, there's 30 quarterbacks that don't win every year.
I don't know. I watch a lot of Giants football this year, and he doesn't appear to be very good to me anymore. Chris Carlin, by the way, texted me back and said, very doubtful that they dump Eli and pursue Foles. And that's a guy that would love for the Giants to...
Well, in your world, they could just trade him for Bortles. There you go.
Eli
for Bortles.
No,
you would rather have Blake Bortles. Stop it.
Right
is that a
now,
Twitter poll?
Right now. So ready? Right now.
I'll take Eli Manning over Blake Bortles.
I'll be very clear with what I'm saying.
Let me look at Blake Bortles.
Right now, if I'm the Jacksonville Jags, I would play for one more year. I would keep Blake Bortles over bringing down a busted up and totally done Eli
busted
Manning.
Busted up?
He's done. Yeah, he's done.
Busted up as in injuries?
No, I just mean busted up. He's busted, man. He's cooked. He's done.
He's younger than Brady. Come on, Brady can still do it.
Yeah, but Brady's good. 888-729-9494.
Brady got that TB12.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
Eli 10.
I watch a lot of Red Zone. I'm not saying Blake Bortles is any good.
No, you already did. Blake Bortles stinks.
He does. Eli's worse.
No, he's not.
Eli's worse. 888-729-9494. You know what stinks?
Not according to these numbers, he's not.
You know what stinks?
What?
That team down there on offense in Jacksonville.
Oh, the same team that just went to the AFC title game. You know why they stunk this year? Because of Blake Bortles.
Who are the wide receivers?
I don't care what they, who
okay,
they were.
Okay, who's their running back? Fat-ass Leonard Fournette.
Now we got excuses.
You should know about excuses there, Wentz.
13 touchdowns and 11 picks. 2,700 yards. That's Blake Bortles.
He sucks.
3-9 in 12 games.
Eli Manning is a compiler.
I don't care what he is. I'll take him over Blake Bortles any day.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. That's why I'm a noted football expert.
Blake Bortles.
And Ike isn't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.